Tom Karkle in the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast for today, partly sunny, cold though, high of only about 10 above the actual temperature. Right now in Kenosha, it is 1 below. Same thing in Racine. Milwaukee is at 0 in Burlington. Temperature right now is 3 degrees below 0. It's not quite to the point of a wind chill advisory for Racine and Kenosha in Milwaukee counties, but it's very close this morning with the single-digit temperatures near the 0 mark and the wind chill readings of 10 below to 20 degrees below 0.
Within 10 minutes, you could see frostbite and other problems. So it's dangerously cold. It's going to take its toll, and try to stay in as much as possible. If you do need to go out, make sure you're bundled up. Make sure you're dressed appropriately. Cover exposed skin and minimize your time outside.
That's Racine County Emergency Management Coordinator David Mack saying these conditions are nothing to fool with, and it's easy to be affected by the cold. He's reminding anybody traveling to have an emergency kit in the vehicle, including such items to keep you warm as a blanket. Also keep the gas tank full and your cell phone charged to call for help if needed. Separate trials for murder are going to be held in the case of Donna Matthews and her brother Derek. They're accused in last summer's Kenosha shooting death of Michael Guyon, the ex-boyfriend of Donna Matthews, who claims continued harassment by the victim. Circuit Court Judge Joni Meyer said that she had little choice, really, but to split the cases.
I do believe, according to 971.12 sub 3, it's clear that I would be granting severance. So that will happen. That will be ordered. And as far as going forward in this matter, I believe that we had jury trial dates scheduled, so the parties wanted to change dates to status dates.
Derek Matthews reportedly implicated both himself and his sister in statements to police about Guyon's murder, the body found in his 59th place home a few weeks after being shot. An original single trial targeted to begin the end of February is now out. A status conference is scheduled for March the 17th. The Thursday morning armed robbery of the Landmark Credit Union at 3413 Rapids Drive in Racine remains under investigation by police. They were called to that financial institution at about 9:45. The offender got away with an undisclosed amount of money. No other information released. A 48-year-old woman from Caledonia is accused of stealing more than $144,000 from a heating and cooling business in Germantown where she used to work. She's pleading guilty to a charge of theft in a business setting.
Jennifer Wilms entered the plea during a hearing in Washington County Circuit Court on Thursday and will be sentenced March 3rd. According to the criminal complaint, Wilms stole money from her employer, J. Werner Heating and Cooling, between January of 2010 and September of 2015, allegedly using the funds to pay her cell phone bill, buy appliances, and feed her gambling habit. According to online court records, Wilms has been making payments toward restitution to her former employer. For Magnum.media News, I'm Rick Jensen.
Kenosha's police chief can now grant permission to use firearms to take care of such issues as nuisance animals with an ordinance change approved by the city council this week. Police Chief Dan Miskin is telling aldermen that the ordinance gives him the ability to grant the authority for discharging a firearm to, say, mitigate a threat, like deer on the runways at Kenosha regional airports.
An example would be the airport where they have deer that would cause serious risk to airplanes. This would allow me to give the airport director the ability to do what he needs to do. It's applicable elsewhere, water utility, wherever there's a risk, this would allow us to do that. So there's safety parameters that would be in place, there's time parameters. Absent that, there isn't the ability for the city as a whole to manage those threats.
He says the ordinance in no way, though, takes authority away from any of the various standing committees of the council. The change also allows the use of other such weapons as a bow and arrow. And Chief Miskinna says it would likely only be used as a last resort. The ordinance approved unanimously. And it is an issue in southeast Wisconsin for law enforcement that says needs attention at the legislative level. So as a result of that, Governor Walker has called a special session for lawmakers to come deal with a series of bills designed to combat the opioid epidemic. The governor calling that and heroin abuse a public health crisis. Kenosha Representative Peter Barkas, the assembly's minority leader, and he says in a statement, the opioid epidemic is a very serious issue that requires a very aggressive response, and the urgency of the special session is warranted. Both Racine and Kenosha counties have hosted summits to address the issues related to heroin and opioid abuse. Meanwhile, Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin also pleased to hear that Governor Walker's directed the Department of Health Services to apply for federal funding that she says will help advance local prevention, treatment, and recovery efforts. Kenosha's Plan Commission unanimously approving the Shalom Center's expansion permit for a new single-site homeless shelter on 39th Avenue, while the group continues the process of raising the $1.8 million to convert that vacant office building into larger shelter and soup kitchen space than in its current home. The executive director of Shalom Center is Lynn Beast Carroll, says this new building is going to mean an end to the housing of the homeless in church basements, while also hoping to get them back on their feet.
The long vision of the board of directors of the Shalom Center is that everybody in Kenosha County should have enough food to eat and should have a safe place to go when they're in need, and that they should have a hope for a better tomorrow.
The Shalom Center's already raised $750,000 toward that goal. Beast Carroll announcing also a second $100,000 challenge match donation has been made from the community, the first one having exceeded that amount. Site remodeling is already underway, completion target for this coming summer. Conditional use permit going to the City Council for expected final approval. Should be noted that during the Kenosha Plan Commission meeting, Commissioner Anita Ferroni submitted a check for $100 toward the cause, urged her colleagues to do the same, and several did. Proposed revisions to the employee handbook in the city of Burlington will be up for a final vote on January 17th. Committee of the Whole discussion this week included attention on what's known as longevity pay, which is separate from, but in addition to, the step pay scale.
When you take two employees that one's been there multiple years and the other one has been there less years, they're not making the same wage. And this employee's question, I've been here 7 years longer than that person, we're now at the same step. The only thing that distinguishes the difference is the one is receiving longevity pay for the 8 years, because now their nickel for licenses they have is now taken away. It's all put into this, so they don't receive that anymore.
DPW Director Jim Burglis telling Alderman it may seem like a small amount, but it stands out with the employees. Alderman John Schultz voicing concern about the longevity pay not being part of the revamped handbook discussion.
I know he's saying it's about the dollars. I'm saying we just reviewed this whole compensation package and didn't discuss this at all. If this was important to them, could have even made it more impactful than $100 or $300 so that longevity really matters.
Administrator Karina Walters acknowledged to the alderman that a better job could have maybe been done explaining things, though she noted the pay scale says rate plus longevity. Some very important issues on the calendar for this year affecting Racine County, including the county as a potential health care gap filler to about 5,500 county residents affected with the expected repeal of the Affordable Care Act by Congress, which is going to be coming up. It's already on the move in Washington.
However they do it, there's going to be a gap, and ultimately the gap's going to fall on the county, and it's going to be more expensive to county taxpayers to take care of them on the back end. So hopefully, whatever the redesign is, that's not going to be too large of a gap between the ACA and whatever the new plan is.
That's County Executive Jonathan Delgrave on WRJN's Community Conversations. Meanwhile, Congressman Paul Ryan, the House Speaker, talking to folks around the country, including in his first district, that the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, well, that's going to be a process that's going to be done orderly and methodically.
And we're going to do this the right way. We're going to get this law repealed, we're going to get this law replaced, and we're going to have a transition period so that people do not have the rug pulled out from underneath them while we get to a better place.
Dismissing Democratic claims that repealing Obamacare will throw the U.S. healthcare system into chaos, calling those scare tactics. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. At WRJN News gets you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.